Thanks to Tasmac, your local Massey Ferguson dealer. It's the Waterboys 500th show. Brent Costello, Cam Brown and Blair Brownless with you for your Saturday morning. And we're now joined by some royalty in Tasmania. Of course, the Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, who's become a good friend of the show. I've had him on a few times now. Great to have you on board, Premier, to celebrate with us. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, and congratulations, Waterboys. Brent, Cam, Blair, look, terrific effort, and thanks for bringing sport alive through your show and informing so many people for 500 episodes, which, mate, your radio loyalty, as far as I'm concerned, so well done.
We'll take that. Thank you very much.
That's we'll rude. Use that quote.
Yeah,
again,
absolutely. Yes. We'll put it on the put it in a promo, I reckon. That's good. Yeah. Premier, we started in 2011. What were you up to in 2011? You were in the opposition at that point, I would have thought.
I was. I was probably shadow minister for sport and recreation at that particular time, and as many other things, and deputy to our former Premier, Will Hodgman, and working hard as a local member, as we all have to do to get re-elected, Brent, and northwest coast of Braddon. So that's what I was up to, pretty much, and looking forward to one day being government so we can make some decisions and make some calls and advocate for some good sporting causes, if I can put that way. Infrastructure, indeed, an AFL team and jack jumpers and all the things that we love right now here in Tassie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're working hard on the stadium push at the moment, and we've got the Prime Minister coming up soon. We're looking forward to asking him a few questions on that. But where do you see that? Obviously, the PM's got the proposal at the moment. Do you know when you might get some form of answer, whether it's a yay or nay, I suppose, as far as the funding goes?
Yeah, look, I met with the PM just before Christmas and very pleased with Anthony's, you know, open-mindedness in terms of, and the big picture look that he could see when it comes to Macquarie Point, the fact that it's virtually a wasteland, and here we are with an opportunity to redevelop a precinct, not only a stadium, which is a small part of it, really, but a whole entire precinct, and bring that waterfront alive. And so that whole urban renewal project is where the PM really gets, I think, is quite excited about. And, you know, you asked me about 2011. It was probably in around 2011 that the Prime Minister now, as Infrastructure Minister back then, came to Macquarie Point and invested the first significant investment to start that process where for that redevelopment, which has been planning and remediation and all those types of things. So I believe very strongly that the Prime Minister sees the vision, and has also got that personal connection as well. So, look, I'd like an answer as soon as possible. We've got a budget process, of course, when it comes to the Feds in May, so a similar time frame as us, but an answer before that would be great so we can move forward and start realising that urban renewal precinct vision, that transport enabler from the ferries to the northern suburbs transit corridor. It'll be fantastic, and I'm very excited about it, and I'm hoping that we can work together to really have a game changer for all of Tasmania, not only southern Tasmania, of course.
Jeremy, it's Blair Brownless here. What question should we ask the Prime Minister next? Because you did talk about that urban development there and the city policy there that's happening down at Mac Point. Because I get the feeling the federal government is not entirely happy with the $50 million spend they've already put into Mac Point. So what kind of questions would you throw to him?
What I would be saying to the PM, if it was me, of course, is just presenting that really strong business case and getting acknowledgement that this is an opportunity to change the infrastructure and whole urban renewal opportunity. 4,200 jobs in construction. I know Anthony, of course, he is very committed to skills development and job capacity as well. And we would be aligned on that, you know. Why wouldn't you knock back an opportunity that in a few years' time during construction, 4,200 jobs can be created? There was a tradie in the paper today saying what an opportunity would be for him. And we want to keep our tradies in Tasmania, not send them to the mainland. And so when it comes to the economic development, so I'll be sort of asking the PM, you know, his understanding of the fact that the business case really can generate that $300 million a year during construction, $85 million after that, but also a $2.2 billion economic activity benefit as well over the course of some 20 years or so. So it's a huge opportunity for Tasmania. You know, I know you could ask the PM about his commitment to the AFL team, and of course, he's already stated that as well, Tassie having its own team and the 19th licence once and for all. And so, you know, I got the sense the PM's enthusiastic, but we need to work together more to ensure that we present that vision and work with the PM and the infrastructure team that it has in the federal government with our team here to ensure that we can bring this project to fruition and alive.
Fantastic. I've made some notes there, Jeremy. That is great because the Prime Minister is next on this very show, which is huge for us. Now, just on a lighter note, we did catch up just before Christmas, didn't we? I went into my local barber, actually, guys, and guess who was in front of the line there? Jeremy Rockcliffe. And this is really funny. The barber came up and started to cut into Jeremy's hair, and the barber goes, "Oh, what do you do for a job?"
Oh, no. He did not. Did he?
And Jeremy, I was listening. He goes, Jeremy said, "Oh, I'm in politics," like this. I go, and then he goes, "Oh, really? What do you do in politics?"
Oh no.
So yeah, it's a bit underwhelming for you there, Jeremy. Yeah.
Oh well, you know, every day I get out and about and meet some more people, so clearly I need to do that. In fact, on the sporting field, I'm heading to St Helens very shortly for the carnival down there at St Helens. So the chopping and other sporting activities, cycling and all those sorts of things. I'll meet a few there, hopefully, and some people may well recognise me, including barbers that may well turn up. I don't know. We'll see.
Talking to the Premier of Tasmania, Jeremy Rockcliffe, this morning on The Water Boys. Jeremy, you're our former Premier and your former colleague and friend, Peter Gutwin. We are a sports show, and we know Peter made some significant decisions and healthy habits, I guess, post his political career, which have had a real positive impact on his well-being. And I guess for you, what are some of your outlets, and does sport play a pivotal role in that for you?
Well, sport depends what you define as sport, I suppose. I used to muck about and play a bit of tennis and all those sorts of things. Hard to find the time these days. But, look, I go for walks. I get enthusiastic about the gym occasionally. I try and eat a lot better. I've dropped a few kilos over the course of the Christmas period. And, you know, I get on the old motorbike as well and run around. But that's the health and well-being, you know, taking it easy, looking around the countryside and those sorts of things. But I love watching my sport rather than necessarily participating in it. You know, I had aspirations like Brent to be, you know, test cricketer and AFL footy player, all sorts of things. And I went into politics. Brent's a radio personality, but anyway, here we go. So, but I can, I commend Peter as a very good example of one recognising that physical activity plays a big role in not only your physical health but your mental health, and I think acknowledging that is a courageous thing to do. And yeah, he's hit the treadmill, if I can call it that way. I speak to him regularly, and he's fitter and healthier in himself and his mind, I think, that he's been for a long time. So I commend him for that, and it's a great example and a great leadership example, and we should all be out there doing our little bit in terms of setting ourselves active. It's not only good for the body, it's good for the mind.
Absolutely. Well, Premier, it's been great of you to give up your time on a Saturday morning in particular for us. Really appreciate it. You've got a big few months ahead with everything going on, particularly with the stadium, so wish you all the best with what comes with it, and thanks so much for celebrating with us on our 500th episode of The Water Boys.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. I'll repeat what I said. I think I might have said radio loyalty before, but it's absolute radio royalty, can I say that. So well done. 500 shows is a fantastic effort, and I'm sure the PM will agree with me on your contribution. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Premier. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe joining us here on the Water Boys this morning. We've got plenty more still to come. Ryan Kinder's not too far away to go trip down memory lane with some of the hits he spanned for us back in the day. But up next, it is the Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, joining us next here on the Water Boys 500th show. Thanks to Tasmac, your local Massey Ferguson dealer.